Biggs and Barr Show. Shea 106.
Hi, good morning with the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Good morning.
So, when is Groundhog Day?
Is it February 2nd, I believe?
February's coming up, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of been Groundhog Day for the last 10 months.
That is.
To be honest.
That is very accurate.
So, that'll be a Tuesday.
Okay. So, if you really get into the rodents telling us how much winter's left, there is a new... Well, there's a service out there called Cameo, if
right.
you don't know. And what Cameo is low-end celebrities. Some recognizable names.
Of course. Names. Oh, some have been high-end at one point. But they're on, like, the twilight of their career.
We tried to get on it. They didn't let us.
No, we're too famous.
But, so what they do is you pay... Now, each celebrity has different rates, depending on how much they think they're worth.
Sure.
And they will do a personal video message or a personal voice message, mostly videos, though. They do, like, a little...
Have you seen... They're kind of sad, but...
Yes, they are.
They are. Like, hey, it's...
But you need to pay money.
Hey, it's Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah. Happy birthday to Sam.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, yeah.
So. It's me, Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, that's your best impression.
Anyway.
Sorry, I tried to steal it.
And you get that on this Cameo website, this app.
So what does it have to do with Groundhog Day? Well, now you can get Phil, right?
Punxsutawney
Phil, yeah.
We'll do personal shout-outs to you for $80, which is a decently...
$80.
That's pretty reasonable for Cameo.
It is.
Some people on there want like $1,000 a pop.
Like Ernie Hudson.
Who is that?
In Ghostbusters.
Oh, right.
He wants $135.
Who was Ernie Hudson in Ghostbusters?
Who's one of the Ghostbusters?
He's one of the Ghostbusters.
Winston?
Yeah, Winston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember his name.
Okay.
Larry Wilcox from the show Chips. He was John. He only wants $40.
$40? Yeah, what would Eric Estrada get?
Oh.
Probably a little more than that.
I don't...
Is he dead?
Jan Arden, Canada's sweetheart, $75.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
But it's not all like Drew Brees is on there. You can get him for $550.
Randy Couture, $50. So Punxsutawney Phil.
Hey, $80.
$80. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
And to be honest, it's not even him. Do you want this is an example of one of the ones.
Oh, there's an example?
Yeah, it's a sham. Here.
What's up, B-Rad? Got Punxsutawney Phil here, and I'm his handler, the Rainmaker. This is from
He's just got to talk to the Rainmaker.
Your buddy Chaz. We understand you work in a hospital and it's been a pretty tough year. On the bright side, I'm assuming you've got the vaccine, so you got that going for you. Phil and I are pretty far down on the list, so we're still hoping for it. Guess you've been to Punxsutawney and celebrated your birthday here, which is awesome. I understand that you shaved Phil into your chest. Anyway, Groundhog Day. Put it on your calendar. Thanks for loving Phil. Happy Groundhog Day.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's not
like
even the Groundhog
Day. If you had the choice between Punxsutawney Phil for $80.
Right.
Or Hercules actor Kevin Sorbo for $80. I'm taking Kevin Sorbo. Sorry, man.
I always wish we had the budget to make the best B or D level celebrity promotion for our show.
What
a TV commercial that would be.
We could get David Faustino for $100.
We like Mick Foley.
Mick Foley still pretty big.
He died.
David Faustino is the level of things that I would be looking at.
Colin Mockery for $110.
You can get Bob Saget, but he's $349.
Wow. Yeah, he's Bob Saget. John O'Hurley, who's the
Seinfeld,
Seinfeld guy.
Mr. Peterman. And now he does dog shows.
Yeah.
Now he's the announcer for the Westminster Kennel Club.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I'd like listen to that.
Look at the Bichon Frise.
Flavor Flav is $400.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Well, for $80, you can get Punxsutawney Phil.
Nice. His
handler.
Nice. His
handler.
Yeah, he's nice. Handler. Don't do it. Sorry. That's a... Talk you out of some money for extra nuts, whatever.
They charge more for the groundhog than they do for Cato Kaelin. He's only $60.
He was just a pool guest.
You know what? If you're getting less money than a rodent, pull your name off the website.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, the American Capitol has been transformed into a bit of a fortress as the future 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden, is going to be sworn in today. They're bracing for some potential violence. On the eve of that inauguration, little Don Trump released his final video address as president.
Yeah.
I didn't mention Biden by name at all.
No.
He's such a little bitch.
He's such a sore loser. It's unbelievable.
And obviously some of the conspiracy folks on the other side are saying, does that mean he thinks it's going to be like a takeover of the government?
No.
Because
he's going to walk away.
It's just new administration?
No.
You know what? If Spirit Halloween had been open already, then some of their protesters might have been able to get some new costumes.
Yeah.
But that's not for another several months. It's not anything like the security lockdown in Washington, but police here in Canada, especially in Ottawa, expected to be on a heightened alert in case some of the recent threats and violence in the U.S. inspires some ne'er-do-wells
around here
north of the border. Premier Doug Ford appealed to U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to help secure some more COVID-19 vaccines. He expressed some frustration about the Pfizer delivery slowdown because we're not getting any vaccines this week. He's appealed to Biden to share the million doses of the vaccine from Pfizer's Michigan plant. But, dude, like, Joe Biden doesn't even know who you are.
No. Yes, but so Biden sits down. All right, what's going on with our neighbors to the north? Well, we're going to shut down a pipeline that's probably going to crush half their national economy.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a guy in Ontario who wants Pfizer to hurry up with the vaccines. Which one do you think he gives a rat's ass about more?
Sorry, man.
Delusional.
Like, we've spoken to Doug several times.
Yeah,
And he seems like an all right guy to talk to.
He's just doing what he's doing. Yeah. I get why he says it, but it's,
but still. It's, maybe just shouldn't have said that.
Just words in the wind, man.
Or maybe shouldn't have told anyone you said it. The Winnipeg Jets scored the winner 2-20 in overtime. They rallied to beat the Senators 4-3 at the Canadian Tire Center. Ottawa blew a couple leads, 2-0 and 3-1, so that didn't work out. The first of 9 meetings between the Oilers and Leafs go tonight. The Leafs have won 3 of 4 to start the season. Oilers have done the opposite. Vancouver Canucks set to host the dastardly Montreal Canadiens tonight. The first of 3 straight meetings this week between those two clubs. Go Canucks. Raptors will try and extend their win streak to 4 tonight when they host the Miami Heat. And the Blue Jays are doing stuff. They've signed free agent outfielder George Springer for a little bit of money. 6 years and $150 million U.S. So
that's not bad.
He should be able to get by on that at least until COVID's over, right? Until
he gets a blister on his index finger.
Turf toe. Take him out for months.
Hey, guys, don't forget the severity of thigh tightness.
Thigh tightness.
I live with thigh tightness.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. When I get up off the couch, I have thigh tightness.
My thigh might be the only place I don't have tightness.
Oh, wow. Oh really?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
You are lucky.
They should sign you with one. Yeah. I'm mixed with sun and cloud today. Maybe some flurries this morning. A little bit of snow is going to start overnight. We're going to get it tomorrow about 5 centimeters or so, maybe closer to 10 as you get past the east end. Then Friday, mixed with sun and cloud, maybe some more flurries. And right now it's minus 10. That's the latest.
The Biggs and Farr Show. J106.
All right. Jason briefly talked about our American friends. Now, I think we have figured out what's wrong with their country. So they're obviously going through some stuff, right? 400,000 dead from COVID, climbing.
False sense of pride.
Very torn population. Lies, nonsense, a lot of anger, a lot of fear.
Lack of a solid education system.
But it all comes down.
Very little health care.
To one list we discovered why they're so messed up.
Okay.
Because they don't know their cheese.
Oh, that's, that is true.
We'll explain.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey.
Americans obviously having a tough time. The COVID is out of control. 400,000 deaths. The country is divided. The election is a mess. Everybody wants to kill everybody. Capitals being stormed. And I think we know the root cause.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't know their cheese, man.
I'm confused about cheese. Today is National Cheese Lovers Day, and I am one. I love cheese.
If you can't get your cheese facts right, like the fake news on this list we're about to read about cheese is insane.
I have not looked at it, so this will be a
total
surprise.
Well, it's no secret that I love a nice smoked Gruyere.
You love
it's a good cheese.
Yeah.
But the number one cheese on the list of cheeses Americans love isn't even a cheese.
What is it?
It's a cheese dip. It's queso. And there's nothing wrong with queso. It's fine, but it's not a cheese. It's a cheese dip.
Like queso? Like you go to the Tostitos and get the... I love that.
Cheese sauce, basically.
It's not a cheese.
No.
3 out of the top 5 aren't really cheese.
Cream cheese is the next one. Again,
not
really
cheese.
It's a cheese product.
Okay. I see. I see.
Swiss cheese is number 3.
That's a cheese.
It's an actual cheese.
Yeah.
But then number 4, listen to this garbage.
Listen to this.
Velveeta.
Are you listening?
Isn't that like a spread?
Yeah,
no, it's like it's in between cheese whiz and Like you would a cheese slice. It's like a block of cheese slices.
Like you would put Velveeta if you were making a cheese sauce, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like 90% oil.
Yeah, it doesn't even say cheese on it. It's just this cheese-type product.
Those are
all
in the top five cheeses. Yes.
Cheese-type product.
Jesus.
The country is doomed. Doomed. Imagine I was that upset about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then brie is number five, which is also barely a cheese.
You guys don't like brie?
I love brie.
It's fine.
Now, I love all those things, except for Velveeta. It's a bit gross.
It's okay when you melt it.
But Swiss, cream cheese, queso, brie, oh, I love all, but they're not really cheese.
Like, no, and as you guys know me, I'm not a big cheese guy.
Especially raw cheese.
I can't
cheese,
do raw
right?
cheese. Yeah. I can only
Stop
do melted
calling
cheese.
It raw cheese. It's all raw cheese.
Well, not when you melt it and cook it. Anywho.
hard cheese is what you're saying. You
sure.
can't eat hard
raw
cheese.
So like... I do like a queso.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dip.
It's great.
It's nice.
I've had some Velveeta things that are fine. Cream cheese can get wrong. But
the only
what other cheeses are on there in the top 10?
Oh, in the top 10?
You got, how do you pronounce that?
Cotija?
Cotija cheese, number six.
Isn't it like a soft cottagey type cheese?
I have no idea. American cheese, number seven.
That's just cheese slices.
Right?
And then seven types got two states each. So feta, like Monterey Jack, stuff like that. There's just a bunch.
No good old sharp cheddar or anything?
Not
smoked
once.
Mozzarella?
Cheddar, not on the list.
No.
What? Cheddar is
mozzarella
better.
Was in New Jersey and New York. Cheese well, Whiz sense. Won in Delaware. That's
come
not
on.
Like, come on. The only state that had a decent cheese, I think, other than the ones that liked Swiss, was Alaska. They liked a nice Gouda there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cottage cheese in Wyoming.
It's not even cheese.
It's basically like mouth diarrhea. That's what cottage cheese is.
Disgusting.
Like who yeah. even saw that once and went, ooh, oh, let's put this yeah. in my mouth.
No wonder their country's in a shambles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They think Velveeta is cheese.
Not cheese.
Like... You unsophisticated, uncultured bunch of yahoos.
Swine.
Velveeta. Get out of here. You deserve to crumble. That's all I'm saying. It's a bit hard.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Now, on his way out yesterday, on his last day of work, Don Trump, he pardoned 140 people.
Something like that, I think, okay. yeah. And around that.
Criminals, as presidents are wont to do before they leave office.
Sure, he's not the first president to do it. I mean, I think he's done more than anybody else. And a lot of personal buddies.
He pardoned Lil Wayne.
He did.
Also, Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
Strange to say those two names in the same sentence.
Lil Wayne and Steve Bannon?
Yeah. didn't get to the guy we thought was going to get pardoned.
I think everybody hoped would get pardoned.
Yeah.
Tiger King.
Cause I saw Tiger, now I understand.
He had ordered a limo.
I saw Tiger.
To the prison.
Tiger saw me.
Because he for sure thought he was getting pardoned and he wanted to go in a limo.
Oh,
and he didn't get it.
Did you see the pictures? Or like the limo parked outside the prison that day?
Like legitimately, he was waiting.
Like imagine how disappointed. He's like, I'm going to get that Carol Baskin.
How long is he in for?
Ooh, I don't
a while.
Know.
I
don't know. Yeah. A good length of time.
Okay.
Trump couldn't even give us that. You know what I mean? He couldn't even. Like he just has to be a jerk to the end. Like he cannot not give us the one pardon.
The one thing that everyone wanted.
The one pardon everybody wanted. Yeah.
So it was 73 pardons and 70 commutations.
Right.
So basically 143 pardons.
22 years he's in there for.
22 years.
Well, so
another 20, right?
Maybe that's why he didn't get pardoned. Maybe it was too long. And no one really cares.
Well, that's why. He could have just slipped it in. And like pop culture would have ate it up and loved it, but nobody serious would have cared.
No.
They were much more upset about Bannon.
Yeah.
You know, and some other actual criminals.
I'm just going over the list to see if anyone knows anybody. Another rapper, Kodak Black, he received a commutation.
Sure.
He had pleaded guilty to a weapons charge, but Trump was like, don't worry about it.
But that's not serious charges. Like, I mean, it's a serious charge, but it's not like
he didn't kill anybody.
Murder.
No, we know
Joe Exotic didn't kill anybody either. He hired people to try and kill somebody, but
that's
kill
that's
a lady who
there.
Murdered her husband and fed him to tigers. That's who.
But he was like doing the people.
He was
the
doing
Lord's
the people's work.
Right.
Like, look, he is no outstanding citizen.
Oh no.
But when you watch that show, there is one truly psychotic evil person on that show, and it's Carol Baskin.
No, that's true.
Yes.
Okay. True.
That lady needs to go. She needs to be fed to tigers. So, I mean, he's a hero, really. He's a hero.
Taking out the garbage, but it didn't even work.
Maybe was the deal between Trump and Biden. Biden's like, you got to stop all this crap. He's like, okay, if you pardon Joe Exotic when you get into office.
Oh,
it's a trade-off.
So Biden's going to pardon. Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, hey? We'll
Hopefully
see how today
it's,
goes.
A friendly celebration.
Yeah.
And the ne'er-do-wells are kept at bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just not have anyone die today. I mean, aside from all the other reasons people die, let's just not add a new reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Just, today. Like, America's messed up, obviously. Every country's got their own issues.
Sure.
But you never thought, like, when you hear this stuff, this is the stuff you hear from other countries who, you know what I mean? When you hear, I heard on the way in on the news today, a senator saying, the world will be watching as we have a peaceful transition. I'm like, that shouldn't be even a sentence in America.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. A lot of people are saying that that's no longer a thing. They can't claim that they are a government of, like, a country of peaceful transition.
No, you,
power.
Yeah,
they
absolutely
can't.
Not.
They can't. So. I mean, no matter how upset people were here at Trudy, they didn't storm Parliament. So let's try to keep it that way, okay? you can be as upset as you want.
Yeah.
But let's not kill cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To let the world know that you are, all right?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want answered, text to 762-555.
What do you think dogs dream about?
Running.
Yeah, my dogs always seem to be running in their dreams.
Chasing something, running from something.
Uh-huh.
Fetching something.
Sex. Yeah, dogs. Yeah. Sex.
Dog sex.
Yeah.
Doggy style, eh?
Well, I mean, we didn't have to say that. I mean, it's pretty understood. Like, easiest joke ever.
If asked at a ride check, would you be able to recite the alphabet backwards?
Probably not.
No.
No.
Why, slowly. Because you have to think of...
No, I couldn't.
No.
Right now.
My brain isn't wired that way.
I'm not talking about if you were drunk. I mean...
C-Y-X-Z. Sorry, you're right. You're right. Z-Y-X.
W.
W-V.
B-U.
Yeah, I'd fail.
Yeah, no, I would fail. They would take me to jail.
Is it okay to drink a few beers listening to your show?
I guess so. If you're not driving, sure.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. You've been up, you work nights, whatever. Lots of reasons why. I mean, if you just woke up, rolled over, and cracked a beer... Probably want to investigate that. I mean, a little bit of self-evaluation maybe, but I mean, who are we to judge?
Will Robert ever win a contest? Our regular caller Robert. He's won before. He has,
yeah.
Definitely.
He won like $490 one time. Yeah, remember? And he's still talking about it.
Yeah.
Good morning, fellas. What's your thoughts on today in Washington? Well, I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad that that's what the country has to resort to.
I mean, it's all pomp and circumstance anyway. They could just do this in like a room in the building and not even show it at all.
There is something about telling the fringe that, look, you're not going to dictate how we do things.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But, it's I just hope everything goes well, man.
Will I grab some popcorn and watch the news? Probably.
Yeah. I'll be checking in. Yeah.
Like the other day, D.C. on lockdown after smoke sighted in the distance and then... Like 10 minutes later, it was a homeless encampment that had caught on fire. Everybody's on such edge.
You gotta watch the news.
Oh, man.
Do you guys believe the real Paul McCartney died in the 60s? No, I do not.
No.
I do not. All you have to do is look at photographic evidence. It's right there for you.
What created the universe, God or the Big Bang?
Well, no one really knows for sure. If I had to put money on it, I'd go for Big Bang. But if those are the only two choices.
What a weird...
But do I know? No.
No, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows anything. What a weird puzzle. Because if you were to say God, right? Mm. Then who created God?
Right.
You know? Or why does God... Like, where does it... If you were to say the Big Bang, well, what was here before the Big Bang? What just created that?
It'll drive you insane trying to think about it.
Like, why does existence exist? Like,
they explain it
in
this
start of the whole thing.
How does it called One Strange Rock or whatever that I watched.
Yeah, yeah.
They kind of explained the beginning. Like, it was literally just energy. And it was a circumstantial kind of thing. Energy that and molecules that caught on each other. And then there was so much energy just kept
being
growing.
Yeah, but why did those
exist? But where did those come from?
Just energy.
You just don't know.
No, of course.
But what created that energy?
What created the energy? God.
It's like sometimes if I can't sleep at night or I start thinking about stuff, like if I look at like a pair of pliers, and I'm thinking, well, that's cool because I can use these pliers to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, what made the pliers?
Oh, you go all the way back.
And then what made the machine that made the machine to make the pliers? And then what made that machine? And who did that?
And who made the machine to find the material? Yeah. Like,
right.
Who
knew? Then I just start to cry and fall asleep.
A single tear rolls down onto your pillow.
Because I know I'll never know.
You'll never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah. If you're asking if we're religious or science, we will lean more towards science. I don't.
Are there things that happen in the world that I can't really explain and some scientists can't? For sure.
Like,
It's not that we don't think there's a force or something more powerful.
Who knows?
I hope there is.
Yeah,
me
too.
We're garbage as a species. But, dude, does anyone know? Like, and then when man uses those messages that are built into religion to control their men and hurt people, which is going to happen every time, is that really better? So I don't know. Those are the questions that we...
You literally talk about it all morning.
For sure. And then you sit back and you're like, why, like, Earth is obviously in a degree the other way. Wouldn't, you know what I mean, be too hot or too cold? Like, it's in a perfect thing and everything just works together. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Well, you know. Then there's what would your favorite fruit smoothie blend be? Which is just as important a question.
Sure it is. Yeah. It depends what sort of time span you're living in.
Stay away from berries because they tend to give me cankers. So really? I'll do a peach or a...
I thought yours was bananas away or something.
Yeah. Well, I like the bananas away.
I would tend to stay away from fruit smoothies because I think they're disgusting. Not to the fact that, like, the severity that you are with yogurt.
Oh,
but, like, anything in a cup other than, like... a hot liquid, like in a coffee cup. My wife will take soup and put it in a coffee cup and heat it up and drink it.
What's wrong with that?
It makes me gag.
Really?
I don't know.
Why?
It's not the soup that makes me gag. It's the act of drinking it out of a cup.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. I could eat the same soup. No problem.
In a bowl, no problem.
No problem.
If you have to, so,
in a cup.
Is it the image of like stuff hitting your lips while you're drinking that makes you feel sick?
No, I have no idea.
Wow.
I look at it and I go, bleh.
Yeah. Wow.
Are you drinking soup out of a cup again? Yeah, a cup of soup.
A cup of soup's great.
Yeah.
What a weird little thing in your noggin there. That's
very
crazy.
Strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, now I'm going to cry. Thought about too many things this morning.
That's really all that's left to do, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Auto what?
30 seconds. 5 questions. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is the one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong to the end. Welcome to Auto What.
Roxanne is on the phone.
Hi.
Hey.
Roxanne.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're great. Are you ready?
I hope so.
You good at trivia?
Pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you then.
All right, Roxanne. Your time will begin after the first question. Here we go.
Okay.
What U.S. city was the Twinkie invented in?
Chicago.
What KISS member is known as Star Child?
Passed.
Who will be sworn in today as the 46th president of the United States?
Biden.
What animal is on the Porsche logo?
Jaguar.
Should queso dip be considered cheese?
yes.
What KISS member is known as Star Child?
Let me think.
Well, your time has ended, Roxanne. We're gonna have to put on the red light there and stop you from.
But thanks for calling.
We'll go over your answers, but we'll let you go. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Well, let's go over answers.
Yeah.
Okay. Should queso dip be considered cheese? Roxanne said yes. The correct answer is no.
No.
It is a dip.
It's a cheese dip.
It's a sauce.
It's a cheese dip.
Yeah, but it's not a cheese.
The reason that was asked, number one cheese in America, right? Mm.
It's like calling tomato sauce a vegetable.
Right.
It's not.
No.
But a tomato is a fruit.
What animal is on the Porsche logo?
I did it.
Roxanne said a jaguar.
No, that's on the Jaguar logo.
Yes. The correct answer is horse.
Horse.
Yeah.
Italians.
They love their horses.
They love their horses.
Yeah.
Who will be sworn
Italian,
in?
Right?
Yeah, there that's right. Who's going to be sworn in today as the 46th president of the United States? She was right when she said Joe Biden. What KISS member known as Starchild? She had no idea. It's Paul Stanley.
Paul
He's
Stanley.
He turned 69 today.
Wow.
69. But Roxanne did know what city the Twinkie was invented in. It was Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Yeah, all right.
But well, no winner today.
No. Unfortunately not.
Roxanne. Yeah.
And before everyone loses my mind or loses their mind and gets mad at me, I'm aware Porsche is from Germany initially.
Right.
I know it's not an Italian car maker.
Yes.
But the horse is also the symbol for Ferrari.
Right.
Which is an Italian car.
And that's what
we were
in
just
your
spewing
mind.
Out misinformation. So I was just adding to it.
Relax.
Okay. Relax. Oh, there's some car fanatics will be very upset.
Yes, that first I said. Text. FYI, Porsche's
yeah,
German.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you knew they would come in.
We were just having jokes, just having good times.
Okay?
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with some good times, you know?
No.
Yeah. All right. Well,
so much malarkey.
Yeah. Lot of that. A lot of that. Still no winner, though. So we will try it again tomorrow for a winner of Auto What? And coming up, we got a parrot that loves him some rock and roll. Right?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
This parrot could have a career.
It really could. It really could.
Yeah, because people love cover bands.
Yeah, he might. I think he kind of does already.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's the inauguration of the 46th president of the United States today. Joe Biden will be sworn in. They've stepped up security. They basically built one of those old school castles around the White House and stuff.
Yeah.
And they've got little turrets set up.
Dig a moat.
And they've dug a moat. And they're going to pour pour hot oil on anyone who comes close to the fence.
Could you imagine?
They haven't done that.
Could you imagine?
Exactly here in Canada around the Capitol. Because there's been some rumblings of some disconcerted people.
What does it have anything to do with our government? Nah, or
copycats.
Why?
People like, whatever.
They get attention.
But there's alt-right groups here, too.
Okay, but be mad at our lefties here, not the states.
You know what? If we did build one of those castle walls and a moat and had hot oil and people with arrows, cut way down on these protests.
It would. Hot oil would definitely. Definitely, I wouldn't go. I mean, no matter what.
You're fighting, right? You're at the castle. You somehow make it to the moat.
You get
across the moat after fighting. You make it through, they dump hot oil on
boiling
top of
oil.
You.
Yeah, worst. I don't think there's a worse way to go. I can't think of a worse way to go than looking up a ladder and taking hot oil in the eyes. Yeah. Like just wow, terrible.
Yeah. Sometimes terrible. We say we've progressed, but I think maybe we haven't.
Well, we're not dumping hot oil on people climbing walls, so maybe a little bit better.
On a lighter note,
everybody
loves a good cover band, right?
We do.
Especially when the front man of that cover band is an animal.
Yeah, this is a parrot getting some attention because he sings rock songs.
Yeah.
It's so good. He's doing Led Zeppelin here.
Yeah, he does a bunch, but we'll play the Led Zeppelin. Here.
When COVID goes away and we can do concerts again and maybe we can do our Biggs and Barbecue.
Yeah.
I want this parrot to be one of the openers.
His name's Tico.
It'll be awesome. I bet he does a wicked AC/DC as well.
He does Patience. I got it here.
Oh, yeah. Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Is that him whistling?
Yeah.
Well, the parrot's whistling.
Amazing.
That
is
fantastic.
Oh.
It just stopped.
Just stopped playing.
Oh,
cool. Thanks, internet. Anyways, that's Tico.
He's a parrot, and he basically could be the front man for cover bands most of our playlist.
A lot of them. There are a lot of parrot-esque voices in the 70s era rock. Sure.
Amazing. Okay.
When he really gives it a couple times there,
it gets a little
really
gravelly in there, and that parrot's got some soul.
Oh, yeah, we got to get Tico at our Biggs and Barbecue for sure.
The little things, eh, fellas?
Yeah, you know.
The little things little make you parrot. Smile.
You get a backup singer as a bunch of huskies or something.
Yeah. Everyone knows huskies can't keep on key. Everybody knows that. They're just, God. God love you if you have a husky, man. Like, the amount of forks I would go through jamming them into my skull so I didn't have to listen to that every day.
Makes you wonder.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Is the show ever going to do another round of missed connections? I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we will when there's some, like, no one's going out.
Yeah.
And even if they do, you can't see most of their face.
It's been tough. We thought about it, like, we revisit it and we go online and try to see if there's any good ones, and there's just nothing.
Like, we're not going to make them up.
No.
No.
After the wiener question was answered yesterday, what questions are off limits? Well, no questions.
No. The only questions that are off limits are boring questions.
Yeah.
We try not to answer
those. We can answer even the most,
controversial
by the proper language. It's all it takes to, you know, take a Will Ferrell and turn him into a Andrew Dice Clay. It's just language. They're talking about the same stuff. It's just how you do it. You think Joe Exotic is going to get a pardon? No, he wasn't on the list. He was not on Trump's list. So.
Pardons are over now. Well, for Trump anyway.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a baby girl in 2 weeks. Can you guys give me any advice?
Keep it alive.
Too late now. Yeah, feed it.
Yeah.
Change its diapers. Take it to the doctor on a regular basis. Get all its shots and vaccinations.
No.
Just remember.
Don't name it something stupid.
Yeah, don't give it a dumb name. Just remember, she exists because of you.
Right.
Now, that means it's the only real responsibility you have in this world is that because you made her.
Yeah, it's your fault.
She wouldn't exist unless you, if you didn't do something stupid.
It's true. So don't neglect.
Yeah. Take care of it. Don't spoil it. Make it a good human. Right. But
as the child grows up, keep in mind that the child doesn't owe you anything because you did it.
Bring it into existence.
World,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not your little thing to live vicarious through.
No.
It's going to have its own mind and its own wants and needs.
But at the same time.
Guide it.
Yeah.
Respect it. You know, keep
it
safe.
Teach it to respect others and be kind.
Make it smart.
Wow. That's a lot. It's too much.
Wow.
Yeah. That's advice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my advice 9 months ago was pull out. But since it's already been done.
Do you ever say a word so much it loses entire meaning and pronunciation?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be driving and you're just like, driving on a road. 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 Road.
That's and what you do? How does your wife not murder you? You're just
in my head.
Repeating.
Oh, just in my head. In my head.
Okay.
Woo.
Thought you're a crazy person.
Imagine driving, radio down, road, road, road,
turn,
road,
turn,
truck.
Yeah, yeah. When in the U.S. have you ever eaten at Bob Evans?
I've never eaten at a Bob Evans.
What a Bob Evans even is.
Oh. I've been in a Bob Evans once.
Oh, you have.
But not to eat.
Not
what
to
is
eat.
It?
It's a restaurant.
Bob Evans
a family style restaurant, very bland white people food.
Can you compare it to anything Canadian? Like a Perkins?
Yeah, it's like a Perkins.
It's like a Perkins.
Similar to a Perkins. One time I was in the States. It was a hockey tournament, and it was before the internet was on my phone. Yeah. And I needed to find the arena, and I couldn't find it based on the directions. So I went into a Bob Evans to ask for directions, and that was it. That's the only time I've been in a Bob Evans.
Oh, never been in one.
It's like pub food.
Yeah, but I think it's...
They have breakfast.
Sure.
Yeah. They do burgers, steak, seafood.
The restaurant
omelet,
in the States.
Will it fill your stomach? Yes. Will you enjoy it? Not really.
No. What's the one with the massive menu? They're everywhere. That's open.
Cheesecake Factory?
No.
They have a massive menu.
Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
thank you.
Cracker Barrel is the biggest menu ever. Like when they drop it on your table, it's like...
Yeah.
Wow. I guess I'll order in 2 to 3 hours when I get through this and figure out what I want to eat, but thanks. I don't think I've eaten there once, too.
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, I've eaten once.
Oh, yeah. I used to eat at Cracker Barrels because you used to go to Thanksgiving hockey tournaments, and they were like the only place open on Thanksgiving Day in America. You get a potato, baked potato there, the size of a mini football.
There you go.
Like it's...
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
Unbelievable.
Big menus, big food.
Yeah. My parents would drive to the States to go there, and they would stop at a Cracker Barrel, pick up an audio book.
Of course.
Listen to the audio book, and then drop it off at another Cracker Barrel. Uh-huh.
Whoa. Now that's excitement.
Road.
It's so not exciting. I stopped listening to you halfway through telling the story about it. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question
Time. Oh, yeah!
Wow. Good morning, Biggs and Barr Show. How you doing? I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey.
This is what we call Aw Yeah. You call
us. Oh, yeah!
613-750-1061.
It's very serious.
And you just have to say, oh, yeah. And you can win a $100 Lotto 649 prize pack.
All right, let's get to it.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Good, who's this?
Excitable John.
All right, Excitable John. Let's hear some of your excitement then.
Okay.
Good start.
Oh, what?
It's a good start. What's wrong with it?
What's wrong?
He added that.
He was laughing. He was enjoying himself.
Okay. All right. All right. I thought it was part of his
thing.
Wow.
Someone woke up on
I was so impressed.
Dick side of the
bed. I was so impressed. And then, you know.
Jerk.
Right. He hung up anyway.
Having a good time. Look, you look what you did.
I didn't hang up.
No, I know you didn't.
Hold. Yeah, he hung up. All right. Well,
that's because Jamie was mean.
Yeah, it was mean.
Hi, good morning, Jay.
Hey, it's Robert.
Hey, Robert. Let's hear yours this week.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're always ready.
Oh,
Robert, I have concerns for your spleen.
Yeah, please. Please. We worry about you just on a regular day.
Oh, I'm sober for 2 days, that's why.
Oh, all right. Well,
two whole days. Good for you, Robert.
Good job, Robert.
Hold on, buddy.
Keep her going.
Keep her going, brother.
Yeah.
We want you around a long time. All right. Not bad. I mean, I didn't hear a yeah, though.
No, I think he stopped. Oh, yeah. It was just the oh.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Ethan.
All right, Nathan. What are you going to do for your oh yeah today? You ready?
Yeah. I'm going to stick to original.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, wow. It's an excitable. That's youthful, excitable.
Very youthful.
I like the second punch. You know, like the yeah started a little soft, but then kicked in.
Yeah.
That was nice. Nice strategy.
Okay. Hold on, Ethan, Stephen, or
Ethan,
whatever.
Ethan,
like
Stephen, Nathan.
Familiar, but different.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
That was all right.
No
Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Morning.
What's your name?
That's Jared.
All right, let's hear your yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, musical.
Very
musical.
Yeah, I liked it. All right. I think, to be honest, Clear, I think he realized what he was doing halfway through.
And
he lacked on the yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He realized he was calling into a radio station yelling, oh, yeah,
yeah,
on his phone.
And was embarrassed by his own behavior for a minute.
Bad timing.
You want to see who's on line one because John hung up?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
Brandon.
All right. Bring it.
Brandon.
Ah, yeah!
I love this content. So stupid.
What do you mean? It's very serious. There's like almost like $6 million potentially on
that's
the line.
True.
Here.
Yeah, it is. We're currently right, $6 million.
So we had John, but he hung up. He was pretty good.
He would have won.
Yeah.
And then the last guy, what was his name? Brandon?
Brandon Graydon.
Raymond.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
He was okay.
Yeah.
We had Robert, I think, forgot to say yeah.
Yeah.
Because he'd been sober for 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have Ethan Steven, or whatever his name was. I couldn't tell.
Ethan Steven.
And I wasn't super impressed with that one. It was okay.
So who are you giving it to?
Me? I don't know. It's tough.
You seem to be keeping track.
You're missing one.
Was he missing?
Who was the youthful exuberance? Was that Ethan Steven Nathan?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I don't remember who line four was. You guys remember?
I don't remember any of them anymore. You've totally confused me.
Hey, from line four person, what was your name?
Raymond, wasn't it?
Derek. Derek? Maybe, did we even hear from Derek?
Yeah. What was yours? His was like, ah, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You guys are going to have to pick. I don't know.
I don't.
You're like,
nope. I am not picking.
Like, I would have given it to John, but he's not even there anymore.
Well, pick somebody.
Give it to line one as replacement. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Brainham or whatever his name is.
Brainham. Everyone loves Brainham.
Yeah. All right, Brainham, you win.
Congratulations. He doesn't even know we're talking to him because
I don't know your name.
What's your name, sir?
Raymond.
That was right. It was Raymond.
There you go.
Congratulations, Raymond. You got yourself a $100 prize pack for Lotto 649, okay?
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, hold on, Raymond.
Hang on.
I don't know. I've been having a hard time hearing names this morning.
I didn't hear a single one in that group. You notice when I ask them their name and they tell me, if I don't understand it, I just tell them to say, I don't say, hey, thanks, Steve. Like, I'm just like,
I hear it.
I should probably ask him again.
Yeah, that's the trick.
We ask them when they win, right? So Brain Man won.
No, Raymond.
That's what I said.
Raymond. It's the easiest. Everyone loves him. It's easy Raymond. To remember.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
The point of our Dougie Line is for you to express anything you want on it.
Yes.
Okay? You're upset with society, your personal life, you're happy about something, you're pumped, you've got a joke, whatever you want to do.
Something funny happened, you want to tell us about it?
And then there's messages like this, just a little bit of, I guess, encouragement for some folks here.
Hey, this is a message to all the guys out there. So a couple weeks ago, I went for a cake testing for a wedding we're hoping to have in November, fingers crossed. And the baker asked when our wedding day was, and I spoke up and said, November 5th, 2021. And she goes, oh, wow, it's not too often the man remembers the date. I was in shock. Is the bar set that low for men? I got praise as if I'm a dog who learned to go take a number one outside for the first time. Come on, guys. We need to step it up a little here. Step it up! Hey, this is a message.
Okay. So, basically, when he spoke up about knowing his wedding date,
it was a shock.
Baker's mind exploded.
Like, you would think if you were getting married, you would know the date.
Of course.
I don't know. I think I would.
But this is a theme, though, that we've noticed on this show. Because guys are dumb. Like, men are stupid, guys. Don't forget that. Yeah. We are so dumb.
That's what television tells us all the time.
That's what I mean. And every commercial, everything. It's always the man. The man is so an idiot. Dumb. How could this guy possibly remember maybe a massive milestone in the relationship with his fiance? Yeah.
That guy can't even cook his own dinner without instructions.
Jeez.
He's a dumb man. Men are dumb, guys.
Men are very stupid.
They're so stupid.
That's what the media tells us.
That's what TV says. So
good for you for remembering your wedding date. Well, good boy.
Well, I want to say this guy's smart. I want to say he sounds smart. Sounds intellectual. Remembers the wedding date.
Yeah.
But he is having a wedding, so he's not that smart.
Well, he also went to a cake tasting. Like, who cares?
Why you get free cake? It's amazing. Yeah. He's actually real smart because you get free cake for like an hour and a half. It's amazing. Yeah.
You did it too,
didn't
you?
Of course I did. Taste the cake. I didn't even eat the cake at my own wedding. So the only cake taste I got was at the cake tasting.
Why didn't you get your own wedding?
Oh, I was too busy.
I didn't even know if you had a cake at your wedding.
Yeah, I don't even remember cutting it, I'll be honest. I did. There's pictures. But I don't remember. But
attaboy.
But it's true though. And that is a good message to men. Like, it's not like, are men so dumb that you can't?
No, they're not. They're not.
Like, you know, these people are like, oh, I'm in the doghouse, forgot my wife's birthday. Well, how?
Yeah, it's your house, man.
Yeah.
To be fair with weddings, a lot of women really like controlling, and men don't care enough about the actual day. They're just like, yeah, you do it. And then they don't know those things because they're like, she's doing it. Because she wants to.
Yeah.
Not because I'm dumb or because she wants to control the
date. But you should know the date.
The date.
Of course you should. Yeah.
No, it's like, what if you're going to go golfing or something?
Yeah.
You don't want to ruin your golf date with a wedding.
Yeah.
Six, half dozen. You know what I mean?
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What's harder, running on ice or sand? Ice.
Yeah.
Sand is harder on your, you'll get tired
more
faster.
Effort.
It depends.
But you can't run on ice.
Like soft sand at the top of the beach or like the hard packed sand near the water.
But you're not going to fall probably running in sand.
Like it's not going to cause you to slip and break your
neck.
It's
hard. It's tiring.
In the soft sand, you could, yeah, you could fall for
but
sure.
But not like on ice.
But it wouldn't hurt. Like really.
No.
I'm going to stick with my initial answer on that one. Would you rather throw away love or money?
Money.
Money.
It'd be a way nicer world if we didn't rely on money.
Yeah. Money.
I know that's not realistic.
Money. What's something you thought would be a great idea but was terrible when you actually did it?
Ooh.
So many things.
What?
Just like, what do you mean? Like so many, like there's so many of those things, like usually involving food, to be honest.
One time we had people over for like a family dinner, like many, many years ago. And I thought, oh, I'll make a ham, but I'll use pineapple. Cause you see those nice pictures with pineapple and ham and stuff like that. It looks very festive. But what I learned is that you can't cook the ham with the pineapple because pineapple is very basically corrosive to food. And then I had ham paste at the end of it. And it was one of the most disgusting things.
Really? Mm-hmm. That was something you thought was going to be great and turned out awful.
You just garnish it afterwards if you want.
I broke a pair of skates once, so I needed a new pair really quickly, and I didn't have time to go get them molded or heated up or anything or baked. And I was like, whatever. They fit. It'll be fine. And so I played that night. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Pain.
Nothing. I'm perfect. Everything
you're perfect.
Do,
it's true.
Everything so Jimmy and I talk about that usually when you leave the room.
Never make mistakes.
About how perfect
wrong.
You are. Yeah, absolutely.
Flawless decisions constantly.
How long you've all been married? The three of us, 10 years. We've been together 10 years.
I think they mean to our wives.
Oh.
Not to each other. Not our little husband club here.
Mm-hmm.
We never officially got married. We don't really care about having a big fancy wedding. But she's been my wife for, how old's my son? 13. So like 14, 15 years.
Mm.
Basically. James?
Official wife?
Yeah, 3 years now?
Almost 2.5 years. And then...
What about your other wife?
Since 2000, well, whatever, in 2011. So 10 years, wow.
Jason's been married for 222 years.
Yes.
Yeah. This is 222nd anniversary.
Been around for a long time.
Jason was born. Jason was married to his wife before he was born.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Are all the T's crossed and I's dotted in the Super Bowl bet between Chris and Jamie, so there's no wiggle room for Jamie to find a loophole to get out? Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what we haven't decided on what the actual bet is yet, but really it's just whoever wins.
Yeah, win or lose.
Yeah. You don't want a spread, right? Is there a spread?
I would just do win or lose.
Well, with football, there's always a spread. No, we won't do a spread. Win or lose.
Okay.
Because remember when you said you'd eat the cup of yogurt if people donated the 5,000 snowsuits?
It won a single bet from a single person.
And it did.
Well, company.
Yeah, company.
Like that,
we said
not a
company.
Single person.
But you sort of wiggled out on that. And, you know, we can't force you to do it.
T's are crossed. I's and lowercase j's. All crossed.
We can't force you to be honorable.
If the Chiefs win, Jamie will have to do what we put in the vote. And if the Bills win, I will, or the bet. And if the Bills win, I will have to do what's in the bet. Man,
which
that was really hard.
Yeah. Which is a semi-nude snow angel on the front lawn here.
Okay.
And the other one has to call the winner has to call, or the loser has to call the winner daddy for 4 weeks.
Whenever referring, whenever instead of their name.
Yeah.
Like, daddy.
Like when I introduce the show every morning, I'm like, hi, it's Chris Biggs. And
I would say I'm Jason Barr.
And here's Jamie who refers to me as.
He would say daddy. He doesn't want to say it now.
Like, what would you, like, if you're trying to get my attention, what would you say?
I would have to, if I, instead of saying your name, I would have to say daddy.
Right.
Like let's act it out. Say you needed me to pass you this piece of paper. Like, what would you say?
Now you pass the piece of paper.
No, but if you lost, and Chris will do
if
it.
If you lost the bet, like, what would you say?
Well, yeah, but if I had to get your, Chris, hey, instead of saying, hey, Chris, pass the piece of paper, I'd say, hey, daddy, pass the piece of paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you have to do it just so we know what it'll sound like. Come on.
Here, daddy, take this piece of paper.
Yeah. It's going to be a great 4 weeks.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, for me. Absolutely.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, of course it is. The whole show is. Thanks, Joe.
All right. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Yeah.
Biggs and Bar Show, thank you so much for tuning in. A few things we would like to remind you about. First off, if you want a Super Bowl quality commercial made for a business or your business or a local business that you think needs some help, we are volunteering to do that in the next few weeks, like before the Super Bowl.
Yes.
For free. So we will write, produce, and air a commercial for you. And then we'll do a little video one for social media also.
Or for the business. It might be your friend's business who's struggling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to own a business, but if you know somebody.
That's it.
Maybe it's a business you visit.
Yeah.
So go to.
Like Nancy's Knitwear or something.
Shay106.com. The info is there. You can also text the word super
yes.
to 762-555 and I'll send you a link to get you to wherever you got to go to fill all that stuff out.
Okay? Easy.
Free spot from us. And also, leave a message on the Dougie line when you're kicking around today doing something.
613-216-3849. 216-Dougie, D-U-G-Y.
Anything that crossed your mind. We love having you on the show so we don't have to listen to each other talk. We'd much rather listen to you talk.
True.
Okay? So drop us a line. Are we good?
Grand.
Jimmy. Yeah. Jason.
Yes.
Is it time for 2 hours of nonstop rock?
That's so much malarkey.
The Biggs and Barr Show.